Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrabbilalamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in, amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah, my dear elders and brothers, we all aware that from today our ijtima will begin, inshallah. From today is the whole time till Tuesday Fajr, our ijtima will begin. And this ijtima is the sunnah of Madinah al-Munawwar in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba ikram would gather together. By gathering together, these a'mal of ijtima' and the a'mal that will take place during the ijtima', the a'mal of da'wat, ta'lim and ta'allum, zikr, ibadah, and khidmah. These are a'mal to place in Masjid al-Nabawi in Madinah Munawwara. And ulama explained these a'mal da'wat, which is calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ta'alim and ta'allum, learning and teaching. Dhikr, ibadat, you know, zikr, to be the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and khidmat, to serve humanity. These a'mal were found in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and primarily their health, their wealth, their time was spent upon these a'mal. These a'mal ulama have extracted from the lives of Sahaba. And these are a'mal, ulama explain, are the asbab and the means of hidayat. Person engaged in these a'mal, Allah will keep upon hidayat and guidance. These are very powerful a'mal. Such as the a'mal of tabligh jamaat. These a'mal come from Quran and Hadith. Wallahu yad'u ila dari salam. Wallahu yad'u, Allah yad'u gives da'wat. Da'a yad'u, to give da'wat. Allah gives da'wat ila dari salam towards jannat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a da'i. Allah is giving da'wat to come towards jannat. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. When Nabi of Allah say to them, that this is my path, أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, I give da'wat towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَدْعُوا, from there we understand the emphasis upon da'wat and calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي, I give da'wat, and all those that will follow me also give da'wat and invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسُبْحَانَ wa ma ana min al الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Tartib of Qur'an. Mufassirin explained that person who will give da'wat towards the oneness of Allah, the power of Allah, the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَسُبْحَانَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pure, meaning Allah will purify his iman. By him talking about Allah, Allah will purify his iman. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Nabi alayhi sallam says, وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, I'm not among those that mean shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will save a person from shirk and kufr by speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this a'mal of da'wah that we speak about comes from Quran and Hadith. But this environment you will create of calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this a'mal was found in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. The second amal is ta'lim and ta'allum, learning and teaching. Masjid al-Nabawi was full of learning and teaching. You look at the ahadith and the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after the demise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, goes to the marketplace and tells the Sahaba ikram that the miras, inheritance of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, has been distributed in the masjid. Quickly come, they close the shops and they run into the masjid. When they come to the masjid, they don't see any wealth, dirham or dinar. So they ask him, where's the miras? Where's the inheritance? The halqas and the groups of ta'alim was taking place. There was learning and teaching taking place. So he says, this is the inheritance of Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, where there's learning and teaching of Quran, Hadith and Sharia. This is the wealth of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam walks into the masjid and he finds a poor sahaba, very poor, hardly clad, just enough clothing to cover their satr and their awra. And they're sitting so close together that one is blocking the other, so to say, his unclothedness. And they're learning and teaching surahs and Quran between themselves. Like this, it was taking place in Masjid al-Nabawi. So ta'alim and ta'allum, learning and teaching taking place all the time with the Quran, with the Hadith. Ashabu Sufa, at every given time, more or less about 80 Sahaba ikram, they didn't have accommodation whatsoever in Madinah Munawwara. Suffa was found in the back of the Masjid al-Nabawi, not the raised platform, this was the Suffa. Where the member is right now, directly behind that, there's no demarcation. This is where they were stationed all the time. Whatever the local people had, so to say, leftovers, food or kajur, they would come and give them to eat. And the one that stood out amongst them was Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with pangs of hunger, just to come and study by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came in the 7th year Hijri, stayed for only 3 years with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but took all the ahadith, became the leader of all the muhaddiseen, the narrators of hadith. So the ta'lim and ta'lum was taking place all the time among Sahaba radiallahu anhum and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So the first amal was da'wat, learning and teaching, dhikr and ibadat, the dhikr of Sahaba ikram, the dhikr of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Abu Huraira also had a string with 1,000 danas on it. Almost 12,000 dhikr every day he used to make before he used to fall asleep. So dhikr was taking place, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded also, wasbir nafsaka ma'al ladhi yad'una rabbahum bi-ghadati wal-ashi yuriduna wajha. O Nabi of Allah, go and sit with those Sahaba ikram that are making a dhikr right now in the masjid. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to his room, and this wahi came down, the Sahaba ikram sitting in the masjid, go and sit with them, they are making a dhikr of Allah. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came out and he found them making a dhikr of Allah, and he sat amongst them and he asked them, what are you gathered here for? We are making a dhikr of Allah. Only that? That's only to be here for. Allah has commanded me to come and sit with you all. Dhikr of Allah was taking place. Ibadat of Sahaba ikram. Here our ulama explain that the adornment and the decoration of Masjid al-Nabwi was not the lights. Was the ibadat of Sahaba ikram. Only in the 9th year of Hijrah, Tamim Adadi radiallahu anhu was the first Sahabi to light a lantern in the Masjid al-Nabwi. Before that there was no lights. The real lights now were all is amal. So ibadat of Allah was taking place. And khidmat serving humanity. These were the amal found in Masjid al-Nabwi that became a magnet, that became markaz of hidayat. When they came in there, got hidayat. When the duyuf al-Rahman were coming, the guests of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala coming to Medina Manawara, then in Masjid al-Nabwi the shkil was made, who will take them home, who will feed them, who will feed the guests. One Sahabi is taking home 80 guests, 80 at one time. We can imagine now taking 80 people home today. Sahaba ikram didn't have mansions, they had little homes. Hayatul Sahaba is mentioned now that they would take 10 inside, feed them. Those 10 would leave, other 10 would come, feed them, they would leave. So their health, wealth and time was spent first upon the deen of Allah. Then it was spent upon the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the leftover was spent upon their homes and their families, their wealth and their time. Thumama bin Uthal radiallahu anhu was captured. He was the chief of Banu Halif tribe. He was going for Umrah and he was captured. You can't go, it's closed now. No more mushrikeen, idolaters are allowed to make Umrah or Hajj. He was brought to Masjid al-Nabwi, he was tied to the pillar, chief of the clan. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to him, Thumama, accept Islam. Oh Muhammad, what do you want? You want fame, name? Do you want women? Do you want wealth? I'm the chief, I'll give you whatever you want. Accept Islam. Da'wat was given. Ta'lim and ta'allum was taking place in the masjid, like how we find after Isha, ta'lim is taking place. But that amal is amal of hidayat. Every day we need a dose, little dose of this amal to keep us upon the right track. Oh, dunya is giving da'wat all the time. Dunya is giving da'wat, is calling us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I'm not interested. In our words, I'm not interested. We'll give you dunya, but don't tell me about deen. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left him the first day. He went to him the second day, gave him da'wat also. He didn't accept. The third day he went also give him da'wat, he didn't accept. But he's observant what's happening in the masjid right now. All these halqas are taking place, ta'alim, ta'allum, somebody in zikr, somebody in ibadat, khidmat is taking place. After the third day he was released. Hadith Sharif says he left Masjid al-Nabwi, he took a ghusl outside the masjid and he came back and he held the hands of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Nabi of Allah, I accept Islam and accept Iman. And they said to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, before today, the most despicable place in my eyes was Medina Munawwara, now the most beloved place. The face I hated the most was your face, today I love you the most. Just 3 days he saw the amal in the masjid. Over 3 days he saw the amal in the masjid, the person with kufr in his heart. Pakka kafir. idolater, worshipping idols for years, just staying in the masjid only and listening to what is happening and observing, the entire heart is upside down. From here, ulama explain, this environment of da'wat, ta'lim and ta'allum, dhikr and ibadat and khidmat, we want to revive. Whoever will come into there with an open heart, inshallah, the heart will change. Even with a closed heart also. So this environment is created now in the ijtima, where da'wat is being given, the bayan is taking place towards the qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah, the oneness of Allah. Then ta'lim and ta'allum takes place in the morning, this program is taking place. Then the zikr is there also, ibadat is taking place, and the khidmat, where our localities are given responsibility for feeding the guests of Allah that are coming. So a person goes with an open heart to this environment, that this was the environment of Madinah Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And you see the, we can imagine our brothers in our homes right now, how we sleep, how we lock, how many doors, how many alarms. And this ijtima is open. Allah is showing you, it's an open field. You're not worried about locking the tent or anything else. Allah is showing you a little bit namuna and sample of Masjid al-Nabwi and Madinah Munawwara. Look at your security. Nobody can harm you. If this becomes the norm every day, this is how our lives will become also. As you enter, people are welcoming you. They want to feed you, take care of you. Sit in the bayan, go front, listen. Your heart will change. But this is the beautiful environment we find that was prevalent every day in Madinatul Munawwara. This environment you revive every day in our localities. Allah Ta'ala make it such. So we go there to learn, not just to see how it is, where's the tents, what's happening, who's feeding, I came for khidmat, but to get soaked in the environment. And take our family boys, take our family members, and spend few nights over there, and make dua that Allah Ta'ala revives this environment in the entire world, with this complete deen that becomes alive in the entire world, hidayat will spread inshallah. So today our ijtima is starting. Make the intention. If I have made niyyah to go and spend the night, go spend the night, I don't know when my life will change. Why we are saying this, my dear brothers? Ulama are saying right now, we didn't appreciate the masjid. The masjid got locked down. We were kicked out of the masajid. We didn't appreciate. Allah forgive us. Whatever environment we find in the world right now, whatever halat conditions Allah Ta'ala sends upon the world, is not because of the disbelievers. It's because of our amal, the Muslim. We are the world leaders. We will do the correct amal, Allah will send down good conditions upon the kuffar. They follow what amal we do. Little bit will accelerate our amal for these few days. What khair and barakat Allah will give, whatever amal the ummah will do is times 10. So we give 3 days like we're given 30 days. We give 40 days like the whole year you're given in the path of Allah. So little 3 days sacrifice in qurbani, like sahaba radiallahu anhum made that sacrifice, following them. Whatever amal will do following the sunnah, Allah will see that the following my sahaba, that barakah that came down upon them, that barakah is still prevalent today also. So therefore we take out some time, spend one night, two nights, three nights. Our kabir, senior ulama are coming, over 90 years old. They are traveling, it just finished. Then to Cape Town, then to Johannesburg, now to Durban, then back to Johannesburg, then to Kenya. Over 80, 90 years old, they're traveling in the path of Allah. For us to travel from here, just to the ijtima, inshallah. Take our youngsters, we go, sit in the program, open on our hearts. We all need the hidayat, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us so free to make amal, inshallah. Subhanallah.